Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, GCN viewers and all children of God who attend the worship online, this is the 59th lecture on Genesis. In the last lecture, I explained the three aspects of pyramids that people wonder about. Through ongoing research by scholars, astonishing facts have been revealed that make it hard to believe that the pyramids were built 4,500 years ago. So now there are people who claim that aliens from a highly developed civilization must have built them. They acknowledge that the pyramids were built by the beings beyond human knowledge and ability. Now we know that the very being was the first man, Adam. Adam had a great knowledge and wisdom given to him by God. He traveled frequently to the earth because he had to roll also the earth. The means of the transportation used at the time was a flying vehicle known today as a UFO. Adam and the people of the Garden of Eden were already using flying machines routinely in ancient times, far beyond our imagination. It was a long time ago, the time that we cannot even count. When I received the word of the Genesis in 1984, God told me that the period of time that Adam lived before he ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was an uncountable number of years. God told Adam that if he ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he would surely die, and he did not eat it immediately, but after countless years, the incident occurred. During the time, Adam and Eve had children without dying and multiplied, so Garden of Eden was not the size of a small town or a village that people on earth think of it today. Over the countless years, Adam and his descendants developed a great civilizations with the wisdom of God. So that he could rule over both the first and second heavens. That he could rule over Eden was so large that it did not need high-rise buildings. And it did not need the electricity. However, it developed the necessary technologies to very high level. So everything people in the Garden of Eden needed is there. With a high technology level. Tall buildings are necessary building structure because the land here is narrow and there are many people, therefore. But Garden of Eden does not need the tall buildings. However, the people of Eden had been using flying machines since ancient time on Earth, a very long time ago, so you can guess how developed their civilizations was. Now I will explain how Adam built the Great Pyramids. Adam brought all the materials for buildings, the pyramids from the Garden of Eden. Even the water came from the River of Life in the Garden of Eden. Later in this lecture, I will tell you how he brought the water and where he used it. He didn't use any materials of the earth for his buildings. The Garden of Eden is a place where people, plants, and animals like this earth live. Like the earth, the ground, the rocks, the trees, and the grasses are all found there. How did Adam bring such a huge quantity of materials down to the earth? He loaded them into UFOs and brought them down to the earth. There are so many different kinds of UFOs. As you see that the pictures, there are different types of UFOs that appear on Earth. They are very, very diverse. There are aircraft for passengers and others for cargo on Earth too. They are varied in size from the small ones through mid-size, even those of extremely large sizes. UFOs are also of various kinds. Among them are for transporting large cargo. So Adam could carry as much material and the tools as they wanted to build the pyramids. An interesting study has resulted that is related to this. That is, a scientist says a concrete was used when the Great Pyramids was built in the area of Giza in Egypt. When the New York Times reported this on November 3, 2006, the Chungang Ilbo in Korea also cited it. It's December 2nd, 2000's report. According to the article, Professor Michelle Barsums of the Department of the Materials Science and Engineering at Drexel University in Philadelphia, USA, published the following paper in the December issue of the Journal of the American Ceramic Society. Dr. Barsums and his co-workers analyzed mineral large of the sample of the several parts of the Great Pyramids of Giza. They ran a microscope examination of the samples and compared them with limestone. As a result, they found that the samples did not match any type of the natural limestone found on Earth. In other words, the stone of the Great Pyramids are not natural stones that were originally on Earth. Based on this fact, researchers conclude that if it was a not natural stone, it was an artificially made lime, concrete like a bricks. Because they cannot imagine that Adam brought the materials for the pyramids from the Garden of Eden. Why on earth did Adam bring all the materials from the Garden of Eden? Adam knew that the materials of the earth were of the flesh and would eventually deteriorate over time. Through the dinosaur incident, he was able to sense the difference between the Garden of Eden, which belongs to the spirit, and the earth, which belongs to the flesh. Until then, he only knew it, the theory, but confirmed it through the dinosaurs incident. Adam built the pyramids using the materials from the Garden of Eden, the spiritual world, not from the corruptible materials of the flesh. However, the materials brought from the second heavens also gradually deteriorated over countless years. It has been weathered and faded from its original form when Adam built it. Moreover, when Adam sinned and was banished to this earth, God withdrew the light from the pyramids. Over the years since then, the pyramids have been exposed to the changing climate of the earth. The speed of the change was slower than that of the materials of the earth, but they surely changed it little by little. This is the weak points of the materials from the second heaven. On the other hand, what belongs to the third heaven, which is the third dimension, never changes, no matter how long it stays on earth. Even if materials in the third dimension were to come to this earth, it would not change, no matter how much time passes. In the third dimension, which is a perfect spiritual world, nothing changes. Things that belongs to the third dimension do not change color, rot, or die no matter how much time passes. What three-dimensional beings do you know? Angels, right? An angel would ever change even if it rains on earth for a very long time. The beings of the third dimension is never affected by the flesh. On the other hand, what belongs to the second heaven is a spread which you can see and touch. Simply speaking, half of it's spread and the other half is a flesh. If Adam came down from heaven, then Adam would not have been visible. It means that he was a living soul, was a sin, because he was wearing a physical body. So, he was a living being that was able to be deteriorated. The earth, that is the first heaven, the first dimension, is a perfect flesh. In this way, the properties of a matter also differ depending on the dimension. Here's a question for you. You see the pyramid shape. It's a square pyramid shape, and there are three sizes that are slightly different. Why did Adam build these three different sizes pyramids? And the largest one, and the middle one, and the smallest one. Total three. You might say that there are other pyramids of kings built in Giza, but the great pyramids are totally different from other ones both technically and spiritually. It's different from what people kings made to build their own tombs. The materials and the scales is different. Adam wanted them to symbolize God the Trinity. Adam learned that knowledge of the spread not only from God the Father, but also from God the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so he knew about God the Trinity to some degree. Adam wanted to express through the three pyramids that the three are one, yet different, and that their ministers are also different. He built the three pyramids, each of the different sizes and the shapes. First off, the shape of the pyramids is a structure that spreads downwards in the four directions from the single points at the top. It represents that God the Trinity is divided from the God the origin. Adam built the three pyramids, which means that the God the Trinity exists as the individual beings. Additionally, the three pyramids are a little bit different in their sizes and the structures. This shows that the identity and the missions of the Trinity are different. Adam also covered the surface of the pyramids with well-cut stones that looked like a glass. At first, it was a cover with the stones that were polished like a glass. The light from the smooth stone that covered the whole pyramids was not the light of this earth. It's radiated far away. The light reflected from the pyramids could be seen from a far distance. The reason he did it to have them be visible from the second and the third heavens. He wanted them to look like a shining stars. At the time, there was no human beings on earth. And the purpose of the pyramids was to please the heart of God the Father after the dinosaur's incident. So when God looked at the pyramids, he made them look like a twinkling stars. Archaeologists also agree that pyramids were originally covered with a white polished glassy stone. However, they just wonder how such excellent processing technology was available in ancient times. There are so many things that remain unanswered. In fact, they cannot be solved. Unfortunately, the stone on the surface of the pyramids no longer remained because later generations tore off all those stones. They were very smooth stone slabs because they were originally processed in the second heaven and brought in by the UFOs and attached. The materials of the stone slab does not exist on this earth. Adam's initial purpose in the building the pyramids on earth was to show off his authority and dignity. He wanted to show off his power and the names as the one who subdues and rules over the first heaven, including the earth. He planned to build the pyramids with this plan in his mind, but he changed it after he witnessed the dinosaur incident. He later changed his plan in order to please God the Father. Simply put, Adam initially intended to create something to show off to himself, but later changed it to something to offer to God. If you look at the Great Pyramids, there is also a part that symbolizes Adam's power and majesty. I explained it last week. Why did Adam change his most important meanings to contain his pyramids is? However, they symbolize God the Trinity. Mind like this. His path did something wrong and was cursed by God, so he felt sorry and wanted to please God somehow. Now, let's talk about the inner structure of the pyramids. During my pilgrimage in 2004, I and my missionary team were able to see the pyramids of Giza. Due to local reasons, we were allowed to enter the smallest pyramids of the three. I could feel the spiritual energy in every corner of the pyramids, and I could sense that it is connected to the spiritual space. When my eyes spiritually opened, I saw the inner walls be surrounded by something like a glass. There was also a passageway of the light that connected to the heaven. Its walls contained the various sounds from the days of the pyramid's construction. Some walls had a white writing curved into them. It was a design that the writings would be revealed in the greenish color when water from the spiritual realms touched the wall. You see the picture? If the water of the Garden of Eden reaches the field there, the writing record about the 6 days of the creation and the God's work is revealed. The writing you see just is the writing of the second heaven. When you look at our books in the old days, we read them from right to left. From top to bottom, that's how to read the writing of the second heaven. This is what I saw, the letters on the upper ends, and drew it. Adam filled the area with the water of life from the Garden of Eden when he built the pyramids. What is explained by the writings on the wall, which is a shines green light in the space when filled with the water of life. It's outline of the work of the God's creation. God said that he explained the works of the sixth day of creation in great detail when Adam built the pyramids. God explained the works from the first day till the day he rested. Adam wanted, God wanted Adam to understand His love and His explanation. Adam engraved the outline of the creation work on the inner wall of the pyramids in the special way. He made it so that the writing would be revealed when the shining lights as the water of the spiritual realm touched the wall. There are some interesting things inside the great pyramids as well. There are some rooms which are named the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber and the Passageways. In the place called the King's Chamber, there's what appears to be a stone coffin. It's called the King's Chamber. In the place called the King's Chamber, there's what appears to be a stone coffin. From the moment it was found, it was empty. The length of the coffin is 2.27 meters, and they said that when you dig into the ground, there's a room with a coffin inside. It's 0.98 meters wide and 1.05 meters deep. The fact that this large coffin was originally a single piece of the granite. See the coffin, everyone? It's not made by the gluing together several stone slabs, but by carving a large block of granite and hollowing out inside to make it look like a coffin. As if a bin like a soft tofu being cut, such a hard granite stone had been precisely cut and hollowed. It's impossible to be believed that it was done by the ancient Egyptians. To cut in the hollow such a hard granite stone, they should have had a tool which must be harder than the stone, but there was none in those days. The coffin is a quick thick, so its inner and outer volumes are different. Stranger enough, the outer volumes is exactly twice the inner volumes. 1,166.4 liters. Why did Adam put the coffin inside the great pyramids? Adam came to know about the death, and he used it to present the concept of a death. Unlike the second heaven, Adam saw that on earth, plants and animals died when their lifespan ended according to the law of the nature. Moreover, as he watched the dinosaurs become extinct, he came to know the more about death. So Adam gave a deep thought about death, and God also explained about it to Adam. And so, by placing a coffin-shaped stone inside the pyramids, Adam showed that he knew about death. Now, what purpose did the passageway inside the great pyramids serve? There are many passageways inside great pyramids, but you can see that they were not built for the men to pass through them. The height of the entrance is the 1.19 meters and the width is the 1.04 meters. It's difficult for a grown-up man to comfortably walk in. Besides, it's tilted downwards about 26 degrees for 105 meters, and there are no stairs. All the other passageways have no stairs either. There are four passageways which are 23 centimeters by 22 centimeters. Scientists claim that they served as air ducts, but later it was found by the robots that there were many blocks inside. Then what was the purpose of this passageway inside the Great Pyramids? They were not passageway for men, but waterways. Earlier, I said that room of the smallest pyramids was filled with the water of the life from the Garden of Eden. There was a room inside the Great Pyramids as well, which was filled with the water of life. The waterways were designed to that the water from the Garden of Eden would flow down to the filled room. By the way, the water of the Garden of Eden was not transported by the UFO. Unlike the Noah's flood, the water was not poured down from the heaven through the open gates. There was a spiritual passage that connected to the waterways inside the pyramids to river of water of life in the Garden of Eden when the door of the spiritual passage was opened and the water of the Garden of Eden flowed into the pyramids. Like this, inside the pyramids, so there was a passage that connected to the Garden of Eden, the spiritual world. Dear brothers and sisters, when God built the pyramids, He did not do all the works by Himself. Under Adam's instruction, the descendants of Adam helped with the construction. In addition, the cherubim of the Garden of Eden became the great help as well. And thus, the pyramids could be built in a very short period of time. Some scientists claim that the hundreds of thousands of the people worked for more than 20 years to build the Great Pyramids. It's true that this construction took over 20 years according to the human knowledge. However, there are still many parts that are not understood, such as where and how the 2.5-ton stones were transported and stacked after being elaborately carved. There's no any idea how the stones were delivered and where. Even with today's technology, building a pyramid like this would require a tremendous skill. Besides, at the time, there were no airplanes. Other scientists believe that it must have taken about 30 years to cut, polish, and transport more than 2.3 million stones, which were used to build the Great Pyramids. If man's labor had been the only resources without highly developed construction techniques and the proper tools, their proposal would seem natural. However, there's no proper answers to the question about where the people of this time carried the stones, how they were transported and trimmed and stacked. How could the work, which is not easy even with the technology of today, have been possible thousands of years ago? In fact, the answer cannot be easily found no matter how much they study, but the fact is that it didn't take much time when Adam built the pyramids. It was not a difficult task for Adam to construct the pyramids with the knowledge and the techniques of the second heaven. To the eyes of a people, the design and the construction seems very complex and difficult. The necessary level of the techniques is different. When you build a high-rising building and a one-story house, you are likely to need highly developed techniques and the method to build a high-rising building. To eye of those who only build a one-story house, those who construct high-rise buildings look amazing. However, people who have built many high-rise buildings have the skill and the know-how to do it without much difficulty. People may consider the pyramids so amazing if they look at them based on the knowledge of this world. To Adam, who had a much higher level of knowledge than this world, the construction was not complex. The pyramids applied the mathematical knowledge that ancient people could not have known. But this knowledge is not complex or difficult to people of the Garden of Eden, which is the spiritual world. It's like that high school students can easily solve an elementary school math quiz. Elementary math is easy for high school students. Even poor high school students can easily solve the elementary school math problems. the level of knowledge and the wisdom between this physical world and the spiritual world is huge different. Therefore, something that looks complicated in the fleshly perspective is very simple in a spiritual one. Let's say if you try to measure a football stadium with a 10-centimeter long ruler, it will be very difficult and that takes so much time. But if you have a meter-long ruler, you can finish it 10 times quicker. Although the construction of a pyramid was a tremendous undertaking for a man here, it was not such a difficult task for Adam. Scientists found that the unit of the measure, which was used in the pyramid's design and the construction, was very unique. A strange new unit of a measure, which is completely different from any measure units of today, was consistently used. The unit measure, which was used to construct a pyramid called a pyramid inch. By the way, this one pyramid inch is also number related to radius of the earth. The radius of the earth is 6,370 kilometers and one pyramid inch is 1/10,000,000th of that. The height of the Great Pyramid is 146.7 meters. It's 1/10,000,000th of the distance between the earth and the sun. Here is one more interesting fact. The high level of the numerical system was used in the pyramid design. That is down to four places of the decimals were used. It was also impossible for people in the days of thousands of years ago, even if it's true that the pyramids were built 4,005 years ago, there were only hieroglyphics characters. Mathematics was not developed either. At that time, the ancient people of this land did not even know the pi and the geometry. Just looking at this, you can tell that Great Pyramids was not built thousands of years ago by the ancient Egyptians. The distance between the pyramids and the sun is also well aligned. So how did the ancient Egyptians do this? They are also positioned at exact angles to the north stars. The three pyramids of Giza were built a long time ago by Adam, who had a highly developed civilization. Next time, I will tell you about what happened after the Sphinx and the pyramids were completed. In this lecture, I explained how Adam built the pyramids and why he built them in such a shape. The technologies used the construction of the pyramids appear truly amazing and outstanding to the people of this land, but to Adam, who had a great knowledge and wisdom, nothing was so mysterious or difficult. So, unlike this first-dimensional, fleshly people, his wisdom and abilities were far superior. However, as we are all well-cultivated, we will become a third-dimensional beings, which is higher than the second dimension. Besides, if you go to the spiritual and the whole spirit, you may enjoy the life of being the third dimension, even on the earth. That is, by the faith of the believing the God Almighty, you can receive the strength and the wisdom of heaven. That's why Jesus said in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him who believes. He also said in Mark 11:23, truly I say to you, whoever says this mountain be taken up and cast into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what it says is going to happen, it will be granted him. This is how the Apostle Paul, who understood this principle of faith, could say that Philippians chapter 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthened me. That is, anything can be done as long as it does not go beyond God's will. But important things, it should not go beyond God's will. You can do everything in it. I hope that you too can make courageous confessions like this. Even though we live in the flesh world, the body of the flesh, we are the children of God, reborn by the Holy Spirit. You can be spiritually higher than the Adam who used to live in the Garden of Eden, the second heaven. You should not only forever forget this fact, but always keep it in mind. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will receive the spiritual wisdom and the power from above and live a blessed life, where nothing is possible and that everything goes well.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.